With extremely high COVID-19 hospitalization rates in the Central Valley, pediatricians are warning local doctors to be on the lookout for a related condition found in kids who have been exposed to the virus. KVPR's Madi Bolaños reports.
6-year-old Bryce Moore shouts from one side of the small soccer field where he is practicing for his first game. His mom, Fresno resident Jennifer Moore, describes him as a happy-go-lucky kid. But 9 months ago, he was anything but that, she says. Moore and her husband tested positive for COVID in November 2020. She says Bryce, then 5 years old, tested negative and didn't show any symptoms associated with the virus.
And so my husband and I got through that and recovered. And then at the end of January, we picked him up from school on a Friday, and he had a little bit of a headache.
That was nearly 2 months after she and her husband contracted COVID. When Bryce woke up the next morning, his headache was worse. He developed a fever, refused to eat, and on Sunday, she says he could barely walk. So she reached out to Kaiser Permanente's advice line.
And they got us a video appointment and saw him, and they were concerned he had meningitis.
Moore rushed him to Valley Children's Hospital where, she says, the doctors ruled out meningitis. The doctors sent them home, but 2 days later, Bryce was still in a lot of pain, with a fever, bloodshot eyes, and a growing rash on his back, she says.
It was quite difficult to see him go through that.
It took 2 more visits to the emergency room before doctors finally asked Moore if Bryce had been exposed to COVID in the last few months.
And through that, it came up that my husband and I had COVID. And it was like it clicked right away. They knew exactly what it was.
Doctors diagnosed Bryce with multi-inflammatory syndrome in children, or MIS-C, a post-infectious phenomenon that is occurring in children, according to Dr. Reshma Patil, pediatric rheumatologist at Valley Children's Hospital.
It is not a disease or syndrome itself. It is essentially what I like to call a tornado or cascade of events that's happening when the immune system is on overdrive.
MIS-C cases tend to increase following a spike in COVID cases, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's why, as schools reopen amid a surge driven by the Delta variant, Patel says she's been working to educate pediatricians across the state on how to identify and treat MIS-C.
And so right now we are seeing a big surge in the Delta variant and rise in COVID-19 infection cases now, especially in the unvaccinated populations. And so we are bracing ourselves for a MIS-C surge soon to follow.
The symptoms for MIS-C include fever, headaches, neck pain, redness of the eyes, lips, mouth, hands, and sometimes even vomiting or diarrhea. Because it's a new phenomenon, doctors have a hard time diagnosing it, she says. But the most obvious sign is if a child has these symptoms and has been exposed to COVID.
It is occurring about 2 to 8 weeks after the initial COVID may have been present in that child.
There were nearly 5,000 reported cases of MIS-C and 41 related deaths in the nation as of August 27th, the CDC said. That included nearly 600 cases in California. The Fresno County Department of Public Health did not have data on local cases and referred KVPR to the Children's Hospital. Patel says the data is currently unavailable due to a, quote, failure of reporting, but the hospital is addressing the issue. While MIS-C is considered fairly rare, it is disproportionately hitting Black and Latinx children. Dr. Eric Fernandez y Garcia is an associate professor of clinical pediatrics at UC Davis. He says overcrowded housing and other factors could explain this overrepresentation.
Black and Latinx workers tend to work in locations and in jobs where there is more frequent contact with people.
And given the number of COVID cases in the Central Valley, Jennifer Moore says she's concerned about Bryce's health as he enters kindergarten.
So there is that fear there because I know we do our best to stay safe, but we don't always know what everybody else is doing. But also, I want him to be a kid.
That's why she's also urging parents to take the virus seriously and follow CDC guidelines until a vaccine is available for kids younger than 12.
They may not get COVID directly, but that doesn't mean it can't affect them in other ways.
These days, Bryce is back to playing soccer with his neighborhood friends. But his mom says because the long-term effects of Miss C are still unknown, doctors will continue monitoring his health. With KVPR, I'm Madi Bolaños.
This story is part of the Central Valley News Collaborative, which is supported by the Central Valley Community Foundation with technology and training support by Microsoft Corporation.